The record producer most closely associated with early 80s synthesized music is Martin Rush.
Pete Shelley came to me, who'd left the Buzzcocks, and he said, I'm fed up with the Buzzcocks, and I produced all the Buzzcocks albums for him. And he came down here to my studios to do some demos of his new songs, and I was basically going to help him. So I said, well, look, we won't get musicians in because we can't afford it. We haven't got the time. I've got a few machines that I've put together that can do sort of make a vague impression of instruments here. And he was a bit wary at the time. He said, well, all right, they're only demos. And we did a track called Homo Sapien and half a dozen others. In fact, we did an album's worth of, in quotes, demos. And it was just me and Peter, and we had a good time. You know, Peter was getting interested in how it worked and how it was happening. He got quite enthusiastic towards the end that this was quite a new and novel way of doing things. And when I played the tapes to record companies and said they were demos, they all wanted to release them. I mean, there was quite a squabble over who was going to have it, and eventually it went to Island Records. The recording of that chronologically happened prior to the Human League, and at the same time I was working with Midur up here on the Visage album, which was Fade to Grey was all done up here, and we were using the same sort of techniques on that. I suppose the peak of my early period of involvement with the machines was, I suppose, the Human League, which I suppose I'm best known for. Although there are lots of other things I did at the time with machines. I enjoyed doing it. I mean, I didn't have any master plan with the machines. Unlike Philip from the League, who had a point to prove. He wanted to prove that you could make great pop records with synthesizers and nothing else, and that you didn't have to be a supremely good player to do it. I mean, he wanted to prove this as a sort of theorem he had. That was his view. I was just doing it because I loved doing it. I didn't have any points to prove. It was just that I loved working with these machines. I could do things with them that I couldn't do any other way.
Later on, you've got the world at
Rollover Sid Vicious continues in a moment.